Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and this morning we have with us Don Finkel, who's president of Anderson Hardwood. How you doing today, Don?
I'm doing good.
Good. Well, thanks for being with us and talking to our listeners. Actually, this is a tough time to be in the hardwood business. You know, we just last month came out with our hardwood update, and according to some numbers we got from Santo Tercivia, this business, which peaked, I guess, in 05 at about a $2.5 billion business, is tracking at about a $1.9 billion rate now. That's a sizable decline.
Yeah, it is, and I think that I don't know of anybody that hasn't had, you know, some kind of share of that decline.
Yeah, and you know, hardwood, if you, when people can do research and they ask consumers what's your favorite floor covering, it's, you know, it's the one they all dream about. Hardwood is the one everybody wants. I think the only thing that keeps them from buying it sometimes is the price versus the thing that looks like hardwood.
That's right. I mean, it does cost a little bit more, and but we're, you know, we're fortunate in that we do enjoy that positive consumer trend.
Yeah. Well, for those, I doubt there's very many people listening that don't know who you are, but I mean, you've been at Anderson for quite some time. Anderson has always been recognized as the leader in beautiful looks and gorgeous products, and your company is now owned by Shaw, but it's still based in outside of Clinton, South Carolina.
Yeah.
One of the reasons I wanted to get you on the phone, there's been some recent news, and I know you're kind of an expert in this area, and we've been talking how the market is off, but when the market starts to turn, there's actually some, I think, some good news for domestic suppliers, and that is this Lacey Act. Why don't you fill us in with what's going on with that?
Well, the Lacey Act was passed back in 1900, and it was intended to protect tropical species and animals, animal products like ivory mostly.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's been amended a few times, and then what they've done here in May of 2008, attached to the Farm Bill, is they amended it to make it illegal to bring any kind of wood product into the United States that was illegally logged.
Okay.
And that extends to things like furniture, wood flooring, hardwood plywood, softwood plywood, I mean, the whole gamut of products. And I think it's significant in that, according to the ITC investigation, which was just concluded in the summer, requested by the Senate Finance Committee, over half of the wood floors sold in America now are imported. So that's quite a bit of the market that has gone, you know, from domestic supply to international supply. And according to the same ITC report, a good portion of that international supply, maybe 18%, is illegal, from illegal sources.
So 18% of half the market is possibly coming over here illegally logged, is what you're saying?
Yeah, it could be higher than that.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's what the ITC feels like. That's the bottom, you know, the least amount that it is.
Mm-hmm.
And they do quite an investigation, and they have access to a lot of numbers that, you know, other people that not related to the government don't have. They have all the import records, and of course they have embassies in all these other countries.
Mm-hmm. How are they going to capture what's been illegally logged? How is the government going to know, you know, what's good and what's not from these imports?
Well, first off, there are two things that people are going to have to do now that they didn't have to do before. You know, one is they're going to have to say where the material came from, what country, and then they're also going to have to give the genus name of the species that it is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't do those things, if you intentionally violate that, I mean, you get caught, it's a $500,000 fine and 5 years in jail. If you do it wrong accidentally, but you didn't really make an effort to find out what's true, it's a $100,000 fine and 1 year in jail.
So it's criminal.
Yeah, it's criminal. And so they can either charge you criminally or civilly, depending on the level of due diligence that you've done.
Mm-hmm.
The government is going to most likely, this is what is the common belief, respond to tips from people that are either in those countries or have a reason to know that something's not quite right. And, you know, as any kind of situation like that, like tax fraud, which they consider it to be of that magnitude, you get, you know, people that are either disgruntled, people that are possibly former employees or employees or are people that feel like they got jilted, you know, either a supplier. And then also there is a whole group of environmental non-government organizations that are out there that investigate these kinds of things. And they were some of the prime sponsors of this bill, along with various industry groups. And those people are really looking to embarrass somebody, you know, somebody big. So the government is going to have their own resources. They will have people, you know, in the field. I don't believe that's going to be the primary way that the enforcement's going to work. I think you're going to have these activist environmental organizations looking to, you know, to turn somebody in.
Right. So this really could make a difference. I mean, if you're a domestic producer of hardwood and you've been competing in the marketplace, there's going to be, I guess most of the stuff that was coming over here legally was probably at a very competitive price. So, I mean, this really could change the dimension of the hardwood business, couldn't it?
I mean, I believe it will, and I don't think it'll just be flooring. I think it's going to be furniture, and I think it'll be a lot of other industries as well. You know, and it's not just manufacturers that are going to benefit. A lot of these products that have come in from overseas have come in from, they've been big companies that have domestic or have international supply chains. And a lot of these people or a lot of these companies, you know, sell directly to the consumer, and they bypass, you know, wholesale distributors, and they bypass retail floor covering stores. So I do think if you're a retailer, I think that you're going to be more competitive with what is out there.
What's available in the market, okay. Well, let's talk one more thing before we run out of time. One of the other things that I think is very interesting, when people start talking about hardwood and they talk about the green nature of it. I was having a conversation the other day as a follow-up to this article we wrote. A lot of people don't realize in this country the replenishment rate of the U.S. forests, and you're an expert in this area. Just real quick, I mean, isn't it true that in this country we have more hardwoods than we ever have?
And it's not true that we have more than we've ever had because, you know, at the time that the Europeans landed on you know, the North American continent, there was probably 13 billion cubic meters of hardwood growing.
All right.
You're down to about 10 billion now, which is not a tremendous loss, but, you know, when you think of the amount of cities and the amount of, you know, farmland that we have that's permanently devoted to farmland, you're going to have some natural loss.
Mm-hmm.
The forests are actually a little denser now than they used to be, so there's more growing on the same land. But in the last 100 years, there's probably 150% more than there was.
Okay.
You had a steady decline as people came in and cleared off small plots of land to plant crops or to raise, you know, cattle or, you know, farm animals. The soil would get depleted after a few years, and they'd have to go cut down some more land. And so they started this kind of western migration from starting on the East Coast and eventually went all the way across the country. And the forest in America reached a low point somewhere in the 1920s. But since then, they've been growing back quite rapidly. A lot of this has to do with the invention of granulated fertilizer that can be spread by a farm tractor.
Okay.
So as crop and those crop yields have increased maybe 10 times. So as people have let these fields, you know, kind of go, they didn't need them anymore because they didn't, you know, they just could raise 10 times as much on the same land, they naturally went back into hardwood.
Right.
So the hardwood forest in America, you know, is double what it was in 1950.
All right.
And it's growing back at about 20% more each year than it's being harvested. So it definitely is renewing, and, you know, it's growing, and it's very healthy.
And this country has a lot of very beautiful species, and when we go in and log even, you know, say cherry or you know, some of the really gorgeous species, when we take this out, whatever's planted back, I mean, it's still a good range. It's not like we're losing any certain species, right?
I don't think we know exactly species by species with cherry.
Mm-hmm.
Cherry certainly has been popular, but what happens in the U.S. forest, it's not exactly the same forest that was there when the you know, the Pilgrims came over,
right?
Because it was cut down and then it grew back, so. And some species have been wiped out, you know, with disease like the Dutch elm disease and the chestnut blight.
Right.
Used to have a lot more of those species here. but hardwoods like oak and hickory and maple, you know, are growing back, are more abundant than they used to be. Species like cherry and walnut, those are also growing, but I think that there is probably more pressure on those species than the others.
I guess the point I was trying to make was is that if we're playing a numbers game with the density of the forest, we're still getting a wide range of even some of the more desirable species planted back in our domestic supply. Yeah,
that's true. America's temperate is a temperate forest,
right?
Which means it grows north of the tropics.
Okay.
It is the most biodiverse temperate forest in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We have 10 times more species and 10 times more animal species living in the forest than, say, the temperate forest of Europe.
Yeah.
So it is a very biodiverse, species-rich forest.
Well, I kind of want to play the national anthem in the background when you say that. I mean, it's what makes America what it is, right?
Well, Don. Yeah, I think it's good. I mean, I think that people can buy American hardwood products and feel very good about the environmental situation.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Don, we are running out of time. I tell you what, I really do appreciate when you spend time with us because you know more about the hardwood business than you've forgotten more than I'll ever know. But anyway, thanks again for being with us. We've been talking to Don Finkel, the president of Anderson Hardwood, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.